ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 वर्स नंबर 6। अधुरा इह महाभाग अधुनेह महाभाग यथा एव नरकात् नरः यथैव नरकात् नरः यथैव नरकात् नरः यथैव नरकात् नरः अधुनेह महाभाग यथैव नरकात् नरः नाना उग्र
जातना
नेयात् नानोग्र जातनान् नेयात् तान् मे व्याख्यातुम् अर्हसि नानोग्रजातनान्येहा तन्मे व्याख्यातुमर्हसि। अधुनेह महाभाग यथैव नरकान्नर नानोग्रजातनान्येहात् तन्मे व्याख्यातुमर्हसि। अधुना राइट नाउ महाभाग ऑल द मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट परीक्षित महाराज इज एड्रेस्ड एज महाभाग। महा मीन्स ग्रेट एंड भाग द सेम भोग फ्रॉम द वर्ड भोग भाग भगवान एंड भगवान महाभाग दीज टर्म्स आर एप्लीकेबल टू द वेरी वेरी ग्रेट फॉर्चुनेट ऑपुलेंट। एक्चुअली भगवान दिस वर्ड इज एप्लीकेबल टू कृष्णा देयरफॉर इन द भगवद गीता यू विल फाइंड वेन एवर कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग व्यासदेव हैज रिटन श्री भगवान वाच रियल भगवान इज कृष्णा कृष्णसु भगवान स्वयं। Everyone has got little fortune, opulence, but nobody is comparable with Krishna. Therefore, in the Shastra it is said, Krishna su Bhagavan Sayam. Real Bhagavan is Krishna, the supreme controller, Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. But if one has got little favor of Krishna, he is called Bhagavan, not Bhagavan. Bhagavan, fortune. The word is coming from the same Bhaga. I have several times explained, Bhaga means richness. Bhagava means influence, Bhagava means bodily strength, Bhagava means knowledge, Bhagava means beauty, and Bhagava means renunciation. Aishajyasya samagrasya, bijasya jasasasriya, and Bhagava means reputation, fame. So these are the symptoms of Bhagava. So, Parikshit Maharaj, although nobody can be equal to Krishna, Bhagavan means asamardha. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is greater than him. That is Bhagavad. I am fortunate, you are fortunate, but we have got many equals and many greater than. But when you reach somebody where you find nobody is equal to him and nobody is greater than him, that is real Bhagavad. This is a logical conclusion with Bhagavad. Nowadays, so many rascals, they write Bhagavan. That is blasphemy. If Bhagavan lies, such person should be punished. But Bhagavan excuses. That is another thing. The Bhagavan is Krishna. Krishna is the Bhagavan. Nobody should try to become equal to him. That is not possible. So here, Sukadeva Goswami is addressed as Mahabhaga. Maha means great, and Bhaga means fortunate, because he is very fortunate. He is describing Srimada Bhagavatam. This again, Bhagavatam, the same word Bhaga comes. Bhagavat, Bhagavat, but this word is used when the meaning is possessing, astathe bhatu. Bhagavan, Bhagavan, and Bhagavat. Bhagavat means one who has power to possess the Supreme Lord. He is called Bhagavat. There are two kinds of Bhagavat. One is Grantha Bhagavat and one is Person Bhagavat. A devotee is called Bhagavat, and the book in which the pastimes or characteristics of Bhagavan is described, that is called Bhagavat. This is Srimada Bhagavat. Sri means beauty. Again, Bhagavat, Bhagavat, Srimad. Sri means very beautiful. So every shloka you'll find very, very beautiful. 5,000 years ago, these verses were written. There is no comparison. Nobody can write such verses even after death. It was written by Vyasadeva, Vedavyasa. So, Mahabhaga, yatha eva narakat naro. This is sixth canto. In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is description of the hellish condition of life. According to the decline, there is punishment according to criminality. Similarly, there is punishment by nature's law according to impious life. There is punishment. People do not care for impious life. That is misfortune. No knowledge, impious or vicious activities are done out of ignorance. Just like a person commits some criminality without knowing the laws, government laws. Ordinarily, just like in your country, keep to the right. If you drive your car on the left side, immediately you become a criminal. In our country, the car is driven on the left side. In this country, the car is driven on the right side. So if some Indian gentleman says that, I am accustomed to drive in the left side, so what is wrong there? No, this country's law is right side. But you know or do not know, whatever may be in your country, because you have driven your car on the left side, you are guilty. So ignorance is no excuse. In the law court, if you say, sir, it was not known to me, so that does not mean that you will be excused. Similarly, knowingly or unknowingly, if you do something sinful act, then you are immediately criminal. You will be punished. It doesn't matter whether you know or not know. Just like fire, this child, if it touches the fire will not excuse. There is no consideration that here is a little child, he does not know this fire is burning. But as soon as it touches, it will burn. This is nature's law. You infect some disease, knowingly or unknowingly, it doesn't matter. But the disease will be manifest. Suppose you have infected a smallpox infection, contamination, then it will be manifest. So this education is lacking now. There everyone is thinking that is independent. He can do whatever he likes. That is not possible. Then he will be punished. Nature's law is so strict, stringent. Therefore in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Daivijeshagunavai mamumayadurattaya. You cannot escape the stringent laws of nature. Little discrepancy, suppose you can eat 8 ounces. If you eat 9 ounces, then you will have to starve for 3 days. There is no excuse why you have eaten more than 8 ounces. The nature is that's like we require salt in our foodstuff, everyone. But if the salt is little more, it is useless. And if the salt is little less, that is also useless. It must be exact to the quantity. So nature's law is like that. People, if they simply study nature's law, he becomes a learned scholar. There is no need of going to a school, college, but if he sees how nature is working, you can see this flower. Every flower is so beautiful, nicely constructed, symmetrically. You'll find two flowers, the small fiber coming out exactly in the same way. There is no question of accident. There is no question of accident. They are also being manipulated by the laws of nature. And what is the laws of nature? The laws of nature is acting under the supervision of the Supreme Personality of God. The nature is instrument, just like any machine. Take typewriter machine. The typewriter machine or any machine working very nicely. But the machine is not working nicely. The man, the person who is typing, he is doing nicely. There may be wonderful machine, computer, but there must be one actor, one manipulator. So this nature is an instrument. The actually worker is Krishna. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Mayadhakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. But these rascals, they are praising the machine. They have no information that who is the person, what is the brain behind this machine. That is ignorance. That is the difference between the so-called scientist and devotee. A devotee knows that all these wonderful things which are happening, behind these things, there is Krishna. And Krishna says, we believe that. And that's a fact. If you paint a very nice flower, how much labor you require? Still, it cannot be so beautiful as the natural flower. So don't think the natural flower has come accidentally. No. It was done by the machine manipulated by Krishna. That is Krishna understanding. It is confirmed in the Shastra, Parasa Shakti Vividaiva Sriyate. Para, the Supreme, his energies are multi-energies. They are active. The same way, the machine is working. That's the potency or the power of a person. Just like you see aeroplane, the pilot is sitting there pushing one button immediately. They turning, such a huge machine is turning, simply by putting button. This is an arrangement of energy. Similarly, the whole material world is working by putting the button, pushing the button. Don't think it is going on automatically or accidentally. These are all raskala. There is hand in everywhere. So, so Narakatnara, we should always remember that if we commit some sinful activities, there is punishment. That had been described in the previous chapter, fifth canto. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, that is Vaishnava. Parikshit Maharaj is Vaishnava. He is very unhappy that so many living entities, they are rotting in this narak, hellish condition of life. So he is asking, Udhunāyo mahābhāva jathaiva narakārnara nāna ugra jātunāt nayyāt tanme vyakhāta maras. I am very sorry that so many living entities are suffering. So if there is any way to give them relief, there is Vaishnava. A Vaishnava sees another person is suffering, he doesn't care, let him suffer. We have come to that state. I heard from one of my disciples that here in New York, if somebody is killed on the road, nobody will care. Is it a fact?
Yes.
So we have come to that stage of civilization. But Parikshit Maharaj, simply by hearing from Sukadeva Goswami that a person, if he commits sinful activities, he suffers like that. He is not saying his compassion. How such person can be delivered? This is implied. That they are suffering for some sinful activities, how they can be saved? This is Vaishnava. Vaishnava means paradukha-dukhi. Vaishnava is unhappy by seeing others' unhappiness. He has no unhappiness. Personally, he has no unhappiness. Nityananda Prabhu, he is Ahaprabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Valakana Karo Ami Valo Dukhi. Nityananda means, Nitya means eternally, Ananda means happy. So Nityananda has no unhappiness. But he was passing on the street, there was a crowd, and Nityananda Prabhu inquired, why there is so much crowd? So somebody informed that there are two brothers, Jagai and Madai, and they are very fallen souls, although they are born in Brahmin family, very nice, rich family. But being addicted to drinking and prostitution, they have become now rogues, thieves. Listen. So they are disturbing the whole neighborhood. So Nityananda Prabhu considered, so these two brothers are so fallen, so why not deliver them first? This is Nityananda. Then my Lord Nityananda Prabhu considered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his master. So my master's name will be famous, because the master's propaganda is chant Hare Krishna. So if I can induce these two brothers to chant Hare Krishna, they will be saved. So why not try? This is the Tamil. That paradukha dukhi, he is happy personally, but because he knows that these drunkards, woman hunters, prostitute hunters will suffer very, very severely. So why not deliver them? This is Nityananda, Vaishnava. Vaishnava will find so many others also in your country. There is Lord Jesus Christ, when he was being crucified, still he was saying, my Lord, excuse them, they do not know what they are doing. This is Vaishnava. They are not unhappy, and they can tolerate any unhappy position. But they are, therefore they come to deliver so many fallen souls. Here, Parikshit Maharaj, out of compassion, he inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, these persons, they are rotting in the Narak. Is there any means to deliver them? That is it. Nana Ugrajatana. Ugrajatana. These are described. We find also there are many persons that are suffering. Ugrajatana. Ugra means severe. Severe punishment. There are living entities. They are suffering. So many. Ugrajatana. So this Krishna consciousness movement means to save people from the severe punishment of materialistic life. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, Krishna's movement is to save. Yada jadahi dharmasya glani bhavati bharat. Tadātmānam sijāmaham. Krishna says, Krishna is so very compassionate. Whenever there is discrepancies, people put themselves in great suffering. Maya will not excuse, nature will not excuse. At that time I come to deliver them, to give them instruction, why you are suffering in this way, do this way. Krishna says, accept this philosophy. What is that? Manana bhava madhavakta madhyaji mahavanavasku. Always think of me, become a devotee of me. Manmana bhava madhavakta madhyaji, worship me. And offer little obeisances, poor thing. It is not it. Just like a child. He is offering obeisances. He is offering a flower. This is bhakta. And he is thinking of manmana bhava madhavakta madhyaji mahavanavasku. Even a child can do. Where is the difficult? And Krishna assures, if you do these four things, manmana bhava madhavakta, without any doubt, you will come back to me. And people are not agreeing even to do these simple things. Still, the Krishna consciousness movement is there to teach people how to become devotee and save from the greatest sufferings of Delhi's condition of life. Thank you very much.